Rex Lotchford here with another Day Page. I'm away, so today we'll hear the headlines from Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! At democracynow.org. Amy?
The government shutdowns ended after 16 days. Federal employees are being told to return to work today after Congress passed a measure to reopen the government and raise the nation's borrowing limit. President Obama signed the bill last night, narrowly averting today's deadline to raise the debt limit or risk default. The measure passed both the House and Senate after Republicans dropped their efforts to use the legislation to defund the Affordable Care Act. The bill funds the government until January 15th and raises the debt ceiling until February 7th, raising the prospect of another showdown early next year. The deal secured by Reid and McConnell includes a $3 billion earmark for a dam project in McConnell's home state of Kentucky. McConnell faces a tight reelection bid against a Tea Party-aligned challenger next year. The Washington Post has revealed how the National Security Agency works extensively with the CIA to gather information on potential drone victims as part of the Obama administration's assassination program. The article, based on documents from Edward Snowden, describes the case of Hassan Ghul, a Pakistani man who provided key information that helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden. Documents show a secret NSA unit known as the Counterterrorism Mission Aligned Cell, or CTMAC, tracked Ghul for a year before an email from his wife was used to locate his household and kill him in a drone strike last October. The NSA deployed a, quote, arsenal of cyber espionage tools to find Ghul, secretly seizing control of laptops, siphoning audio files and other messages, and tracking radio transmissions to determine where Ghul might bed down, unquote. While officials say the NSA has senior analysts deployed alongside CIA counterparts at almost every major U.S. embassy or military base abroad, the article highlights the agency's vast efforts in northwest Pakistan. One former official compared the NSA's powers to the CIA's high-tech information operations center, saying, quote, if you wanted huge coverage of the federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan, the NSA had 10 times the manpower, 20 times the budget, and 100 times the brain power, unquote. The Washington Post said it was withholding many details about the missions at the request of U.S. intelligence officials. Iran, the United States, and five other countries have wrapped up 2 days of talks in Geneva over Iran's disputed nuclear program. The parties agreed to meet again in early November to continue negotiations that Iran hopes will lead to an easing of devastating sanctions. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay $100 million and admit its traders acted recklessly during a series of damaging deals in London last year. It's the latest in a series of fines over the so-called London whale trades that cost J.P. Morgan more than $6 billion and derailed financial markets worldwide. In New Brunswick, Canadian police have descended on an encampment of residents, including members of the Mi'kmaq First Nation, who've been holding a weeks-long blockade to prevent fracking, the process of blasting water and chemicals into shale rock to extract natural gas. For more than 2 weeks, area residents have shut down Route 134, which leads to an equipment compound used by the company. The protesters say fracking would pollute their drinking water.
It's not worth risking our water. Even if they drill five wells and nothing happens, if they drill the sixth well and it could be a disaster, and it's just our water is not worth it. Our land is not worth it, and the future generations deserve better.
In breaking news, early this morning, about 50 Royal Canadian Mounted Police descended on the blockade in an attempt to break it up. Sources at the scene say Molotov cocktails flew out of the encampment. At least one person has reportedly been arrested. Meanwhile, a boat carrying 15 people believed to be migrants from Haiti and Jamaica capsized off the shore of Miami Wednesday, killing four of the six women who were on board. The surviving 11 people have been detained by immigration authorities. A Missouri prosecutor who dropped charges in the Maryville rape case that's ignited national outrage says he'll ask a special prosecutor to re-examine the case. The victim, Daisy Coleman, says she was given alcohol and raped during a gathering of high school athletes last year while another teen filmed the incident on his phone. The 14-year-old was then dumped on her porch in below-freezing temperatures, barely conscious. Her 13-year-old friend also says she was sexually assaulted the same night. Despite reported evidence and interviews supporting the case, prosecutors dropped charges against Daisy's accused rapist, Matthew Barnett, a well-connected football player, and her family faced such constant harassment they say they were forced to leave town. The prosecutor's announcement came a day after Missouri's lieutenant governor called for a grand jury to review the case. In New York City, students and alumni of the City University of New York gathered at John Jay College Wednesday evening to protest former CIA director and military general David Petraeus as he was honored at a gala. Petraeus commanded U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's now teaching a course at CUNY, where he's routinely faced protests over his role in U.S. abuses abroad. CUNY alumnus Josmar Trujillo spoke at Wednesday's action.
We're angry at the fact that he's being not only given an opportunity to teach, but he's being honored and regaled and you know, has fundraisers thrown in his name.
Six CUNY students are facing charges for protesting General Petraeus last month. Two of them are due back in court today. And Newark Mayor Cory Booker has won the special Senate election in New Jersey. Booker, a Democrat, defeated Republican Steve Lonergan to fill the seat left open by the death of Senator Frank Lautenberg. Booker is New Jersey's first African-American senator and the only elected African-American now in the Senate. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Thank you, Amy. That's another Day Page. You can find them all at daypage.net. And it's a production of Radio InfoWeb. Thanks to democracynow.org. See you tomorrow for another Day Page.